Is there a change on the earth when there's an eclipse of the moon? I'm Mary Stuart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Guide to the Night Sky. There's a total eclipse of the moon happening on Saturday, April 4th, starting at about 6 a.m. And if we look at this eclipse through the lens of the cultural history of humanity, we can find that there are different things that go on when this particular spring moon is eclipsed. Now, you have to put this in the context of understanding that many traditions regarded spring as the beginning of the spiritual new year. So looking into the cosmos, looking at the relationship between sun and moon and earth, could allow you to understand what was the cosmic call to destiny for the coming year. Now, in the Jewish tradition, the spring full moon marked the celebration and observance of the festival of the Passover, and there was a curfew that was established. The curfew meant that you don't go out at night, or you don't go out into the light of the moon while you are observing the Passover. Then we get to the Christian tradition, and you look at the description in the New Testament of the Last Supper. This is the Passover meal, and afterwards, Judas Iscariot goes out into the night. So you could say that he's gone out into the influence of the moon or into the eclipsing moon, which is quite a bit different than any of the other spring moons. Because of this, there is a tradition of not going out into an eclipsed spring moonlight, but instead to spend time in prayer and in fasting. Now, if we look into the region of the stars where we find the sun at this time, it is among the same region of the zodiac where we find the planet Uranus. Now, Uranus is the first planet in the history of humanity that's discovered with the use of a telescope. Because of that, Uranus has always been regarded as a herald of change. So, with a total eclipse of the spring moon and the planet Uranus in the same region of the zodiac with the sun, there certainly seems to be change on our horizon. I'm Mary Stuart Adams from Emmett County's International Dark Sky Park at the Headlands.